Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Connection with your host, Mike David. Have you considered how to develop your ability to contact the life hereafter?
Are there times you sense someone around you?
Do you sometimes feel that you are not alone?
Would you like to develop your own spirituality?
Then stay tuned and call in to ask Mike to help you on your journey.
Remember, on Spiritual Connections, Mike is here to help.
Mike can also connect you to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Ring in on 760-283-4611.
Or if you're outside of the USA, ring on 001-760-283-4611.
Or press the Skype button.
And here's your host, Mike David.
Well, hi and welcome everyone. Yes, you are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on Spiritual Connections on this lovely Tuesday afternoon. We actually got people in the studio with us tonight. We've got Anne Sapphire. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Mike.
All the way over there. And we've got Richard with us. Hey, Richard.
Hello.
You're still in your work clothes. Why is that, mate?
I've got another job.
You have. You've been out crawling around attic spaces, the same as me. And
very warm
and perspiring like you wouldn't believe. That's a nice word, isn't it? Perspiring.
Not the one again, but it'll do.
It'll do for now. You are listening to us, Mike Davis, live in Spiritual Connections. Don't forget, if you want to call into the show, then please do so. The numbers you need to dial is 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside the USA, then you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. Or if you want to call on Skype, it's free. It's free to call in there. Just go to the show page of www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM and you will see the Skype icon button there right at the top of the page. Just simply press that and you'll come live into the studio where we'll be able to see you. Well, we have got some guests here with us this evening. We have a gentleman that's no stranger here to Mike Spirit FM. A gentleman that... I'll say there's been a very good friend of mine that actually I haven't known him that long. It's quite strange. I'm kind of connected straight away. It's my good old friend, Jonathan Brown. How are you doing there, Jonathan? Calling out Jonathan.
I'm fine, Mike. How's yourself?
I'm doing very well, mate. All the better. Now you spoke back to me, mate. How are you doing there?
I just kept you paused a second, Mike.
Well, just to keep me on my toes, Jonathan. I know what you're like.
Just to get you on your toes, yeah. right, anyway, time to get serious. How's it going, Mike?
Yeah, very well, Jonathan. It's been a busy week so far. We've only just started the week. It's only Tuesday. And I imagine it's very much the same your end as well, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. Days, time, hours, minutes just sort of merge into one reality, really, don't they?
You know what,
Mike?
I know that's the way it is. You know, when you work for the spirit world, Jonathan, it seems to just fly by, doesn't it?
Absolutely fly by. I'll give you an example of that, Mike. I had a little bit of time off at the weekend. I was due to go around a friend's on Saturday night, but I got it completely wrong. Bear in mind, I've got a diary and I've also got a secretary. So I went about my business on Friday, went to work, didn't realise it was Saturday, and turned up at my friend's, and they're like, what are you doing here? And I'm like,
be early.
Yeah, we're supposed to be chilling out. And they're like, no, that's tomorrow.
Well, it's better than being a day late, Jonathan, isn't it?
Yes, definitely is, Mike, yeah.
You know, and I suppose, you know, that's the way it is, isn't it, when you work for the spirit world. You know, everything just goes by so fast, so quick. I know that you've just come back from your tour of Ireland. Jonathan, how did that go?
Yeah, Ireland's always lovely. I was more so, I wasn't really doing stage demonstrations over there this time because I'm obviously doing a lot of preparation for my tour next year. I might be sneaking back out there at the end of... Oh, no, I am sneaking back out there at the end of the year, actually. In November, I'll be back in Ireland where I will be doing a demonstration in Thurles, County Tipperary.
So you'll be back out there on doing stage work. When did you say it was, Jonathan?
November.
November. Now, is that the November that I'm coming out there with you?
It's supposed to be the November that you're coming along for part of it as well, yeah, and coming over with me, yeah.
So that's Ireland in November. I know that we got lots going on, and particularly you've got lots going on yourself come January.
Yes, very, very much so.
January, doesn't it? Because even though that your tour starts in January, called the Angel Whispers Tour, yes, that I'm really proud and pleased to be a part of, but really you'll be back here in Wales with me in December as well, isn't it?
I am, yeah. That's so much for me taking 2 months off at the end of the year. I'm in Spain in November and Ireland, and then popping off to see you in Wales and all the lovely people from South Wales. Yeah, we're doing a few things. What, remind everybody what we're doing, Mike.
Well, we're going to be doing Port Talbot Spiritualist Church. You know, it's a lovely church, Jonathan. I know that you worked there before. And the feeling there is like second to none. It really is, isn't it?
Yeah, we got lots of compliments that we look like Laurence and Hardy.
Well, I'm not going to mention who's Laurel and who's Hardy. But, you know, let's not go there, Jonathan. No, you know what we had a fantastic night working for the spirit world. And, you know, it just demonstrates and shows everyone, doesn't it, that if you blend together your energies, you can work in perfect harmony together, can't you?
Yeah, it was lovely. It was a lovely evening. And on a more serious note, we had some very pleasant comments from some older standing mediums who said, you know, it was nice to see two energies that work well together, blended their energy. I do believe they said that, you know, we had it a little modern, which was nice, but we also had, you know, the love there, the empathy, the compassion, but we had the laughter as well and just enough of it.
We did. And you know, the comments I've heard this end, Jonathan, you know, it's been absolutely fantastic. You know, people love the way that we blended those energies together, particularly when we took that decision in our hands to kind of work together side by side, both of us giving the same communication. So it's called interlinking, Jonathan, isn't it? I know that you've never done this before on a stage. I've never done it before on a stage, but it worked very, very well, didn't it?
It did work very, very well. I mean, I've seen over the years lots of mediums work, probably similar to you, Mike. It's usually one medium does their delivery, finishes off their messages, and then it will be the second medium's turn to sort of take place, stand up and do a new message, start to finish with a couple of messages. And it's more commonly done that way anyway.
Yeah, you know, and that's what we've done in the first half, but then the second half we kind of decided to swap and change it around, wasn't it? And that's what we did. We, you know, off the cuff, in the kitchen, saying, well, let's try and interlink. Let's do that. And so we did. And, you know, what a fantastic result it was, because there was such lovely energy to work with. So, yeah, Jonathan, we'll be back there in December doing another evening for them. I know that we'll be doing other things in December as well. I can't remember what just right now off the top of my head. But I'm going to be looking as we speak, because I can do things like that. And as I'm doing that, I'm thinking, oh my God, we've got lots on. We really have. Because I know we're back down Port Talbot on the Saturday. Because that's a Thursday night, isn't it, John, that we're doing that? Thursday, the 18th of December, we're doing the last service. On the 18th of December, and then we'll be back there on the Saturday doing private readings for the people that want to come along and have some readings with us. And then obviously we'll be doing the Mike Spirit FM show on the Sunday, and maybe, you know what I'm like, Jonathan, we'll put something in just before that as well. I haven't told you that yet, mind, but we will.
Okay.
So keep that to yourself.
I'll keep that to my 260,000 people across the world, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we'll sort something out, definitely. Well, I know then that you're back down South Wales then come January.
Yeah.
And that's the beginning, isn't it, of your Angel Whispers tour?
Yeah.
So do you want to just tell us a little about the Angel Whispers tour there, Jonathan? What is the Angel Whispers tour? What is it all about?
Yeah, sure thing, Mike. Okay, obviously I've been working with Spirit many years myself now. I've known for at least the last couple of years from Spirit, because they've told me numerous times that my first year touring would be 2015. So as always, I've listened attentively to them, and it's all just come about and fallen into place. And Soho, I'm touring next year. It's called Angel Whispers Tour. Now, Spirit gave me the name Angel Whispers Tour. They also gave me the fact that I wasn't just taking mediumship to the stage. I was taking some communication and proof of the angels, the angelics, which are very, very real as well. To my knowledge, this is something that's not really been done before. Or certainly no one's done it in the way that I'll be bringing that message across from Spirit. It's a whole year's tour. It's set in three-month blocks, so I'm going to be working for January, February and March, taking April off, working May, June, July, taking August off, and working September, October and November. There is a wonderful team of people that have been helping me to prepare this and put this together, because this is one of the most gigantic tasks Spirit have ever given me personally to sort out, and I'm sure it won't be the last. You know, it's my first year touring. My, as you'll know yourself, you're coming and doing some of these with me, and you're getting interviewed. I'm meeting and sharing this journey with others along the way, people that are kind of down here on the earth plane as either earth angels or healers or mediums or psychics, people that are gifted and using their higher purpose to help the whole entire world, for God or the universe, for the higher self, not just for themselves. So really down here working and acting as light workers. And I've got a amazing list of people that are already sort of signed up to come on board, and we're still waiting for a few to come back. And we're a third of the way planned through the tour securely. We're working on the second leg, and We've sort of got the strippets of the third leg in place. So this should be pretty much a big thing next year for me to really get out and spread Spirit's messages as far and wide as possible.
So where to are these tours going to be taking place, John? And can you give us any information on them right now?
Yeah, I released the first lot of countries that were definitely sort of begun and I will be working at, which was is a definite. So obviously Great Britain's included. I'll be working in England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland. The Isle of Man's on there. Spain, France, Ireland and Italy are confirmed. I'm not going to give everything away yet, but if everything happens as it stands now, we're going to be reaching nearly 30 countries next year.
Wow, that's a lot, isn't it?
That's a lot of countries.
That's a lot of countries, Jonathan. That's a lot of flights and train and ferries to be organised as well, isn't it?
It is, and it takes up the most amount of time that you wouldn't believe.
You know, I can't believe that, John. I really can't, because, you know, it's only not that long ago that I was planning on a journey myself, because, as you know, Jonathan, next month is when I leave the UK to go over to the USA. To go out to do some wonderful work in America, which I'm really looking forward to. I know I'll be flying into Boston, and I will be doing lots of work around Boston, New Hampshire, Long Beach, and all the surrounding areas. And if you want information on that, then what you need to do, you need to send an email to mikedavistour@aol.com. And let me just clear up the spelling of Davis. It's D-A-V-I-E-S. So it's mikedavistour@aol.com, and then you will get answered as soon as possible. So just find out where I'm going to be, and then the second part of the tour, I'll be going down to West Palm Beach in Florida, and you need to send an email to Sarah Spiritual. No, I've got that wrong. No, yes, it's sarahspiritual@aol.com. So send an email, sarahspiritual@aol.com and mikedavistour@aol.com. Quite simple, Jonathan, isn't it? That's the way that we like to keep things simple.
Indeed we do.
You know, Jonathan, so next year is said to be a busy year for you and for myself. I know that we're going to be trying fitting in somewhere along the line of, I don't know whether I should disclose this now. I don't know. Should I disclose it, Jonathan? Say yes or no.
Oh, yes or no. He's going to say yes.
Okay, so we will be fitting into that Angel Whisper tour, a tour of the USA as well, with myself and Jonathan, and somebody else that we're not going to disclose just yet. That's right, Jonathan, isn't it?
I believe so, Mike.
That's a part of one of them 30 different countries that the Angel Whisper tours will be going to. So how can people get hold of the information, Jonathan, of where they can get that information to, of where the Angel Whisper tours is going to?
Currently, it's only on Facebook. We've got a website that will be out soon. If you go on Facebook, you can obviously find myself, Jonathan Bradsbridge, his medium. If you just type in 2015-Angel Whispers Tour, you'll find the official page that's out there. It'll also confirm the special guests that got confirmed coming on next year already. Got a big guest.
Okay, so all we need to do is to send, just type that into Facebook and we'll get all that information of the guests, the confirmed guests, and some of the places where you're going to be, yeah?
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, Jonathan, I think it's time that you put your feet up for a little while. Have a slurp of that water while I play our first song of the evening. So let me just say to everyone, sit back and enjoy this one.
What goes around, come back around. Hey, my baby. What goes around, come back around. Hey, my baby. I say what goes around, come back around. Hey, my baby. What goes around, come back around. There was a time I thought that you did.
Sing your name.
Welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on Spiritual Connections this wonderful Tuesday afternoon. We have an amazing guest on, Jonathan. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Mike.
You sound like a bit of a Dalek then. Try that again. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Mike.
That's better. There's no Dalek mode there. Okay, Jonathan, you know what? We got a little bit of sad news here, and I want to share this with you and with our listeners and with everybody in the chat room. You ready for this?
Sure thing.
This is the last Spiritual Connection show that's scheduled in for Mike Spirit FM, and it's the last one that we're going to be doing for quite some time. Isn't that sad?
It's very sad. How come, Mike?
You know, Jonathan, the reason being, it's because life is so busy at the moment. You know, it's having time to fit everything all in together, isn't it?
I really understand that one, Mike. Yeah.
You know, and you know, after talking and consulting with the spirit world all day today, thinking, you know, how am I going to juggle everything? You know, I'm saddened to the fact that it's come to a decision that the Tuesday show has to go. We'll be keeping the Sunday show going, obviously. But Spiritual Connections, this is the very last show that we'll be doing because, you know, life is so busy. There's so much going on. There's more and more work coming up that, like you wouldn't believe. You know, the last 3.5-4 months, Jonathan, it's got busier, you know, which is it's wonderful because it's kind of, this is what I'm meant to be doing, isn't it?
Indeed it is, Mike.
And, you know, you must think of yourself within all this, you know, and I'm just looking in the chat room, and yes, you know, we do have to look after ourselves. And, you know, I can't remember, Jonathan, I'll be honest with you, the last time I had a day off or an evening off. You know, it's kind of working for the spirit world 24-7. Whilst I'm not in work through the day, as you know, Jonathan, you know, I'm a bricklayer. Every single minute of the day, the hours afterwards, I'm working for the spirit world. And it seems to be, it's getting later and later every single night. You know, I seem to be going to bed 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes after working for the spirit world. So I've taken that decision to, you know, cut back on the Tuesday show. So I will apologize to everyone. Not me personally apologize, but from the family of Mike Spirit FM, I want to apologize. But for me myself, I want to say, you know, I want to thank everyone for tuning and listening. And being a part of this wonderful show. But remembering, you know, the show was scheduled in for a reason. The reason was to help to promote the word spirit. And for people to come on with an ability, if they have an ability to link to the spirit world, then they can come along and join us. So, you know, that's what the whole reason for the Tuesday show was. So, you know, it's a bit of a sad decision. Okay, I need to bring somebody else in a minute. It was a bit of a sad decision, but the decision has been made, and you know, our regular show on a Sunday will always be there. But you know, for now, this is the last show of Spiritual Connection that goes out on a Tuesday night. Now I know that we've got somebody special that's coming in here. June, hi June, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. But can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear, June. How are you doing?
Oh my God! All right, we're all set then. Well, hi everyone. I'm on my laptop. For some reason, I couldn't get on. I couldn't get on today.
Well, June, you know you've come in you've come into a show where you've probably caught the tail end of something I was just saying about the last show. I think you probably caught that much of it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me explain to you, June, because you probably haven't kittened as we speak of me saying it's my last show. It's the last show of the Tuesday, the last Spiritual Connection show that we're going to be here on a Tuesday because, one, life is busy. Life has got busier the past few months. And not only that, June, it's not that long till I'm with you out in America, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I need people to call in. Hey, everyone out there, email me.
Okay, well, I've already given that email address out once, June, and I'll do that right now again. Email in to mikedavistour@aol.com, and that's Davis, D-A-V-I-E-S, mikedavistour@aol.com. Send an email, and I know that June will reply to you as soon as she possibly can. to find out where I'm going to be while I'm touring around New Hampshire.
Yes, and Mike, I thought it would be a good idea if we didn't, if they could do that, it would be best. That way, it gives time for people to come on today and talk to you and talk to us and as far as where you're going to be and all of that. It would take up too much time. So they really need to email me, please.
Jonathan, can I just ask you there, mate, to either mute your mic, because all we can hear is you tapping that keyboard.
Like, sorry, Mike.
It doesn't.
I'm not tapping the keyboard.
No. It's our friend Jonathan, a wonderful man. He's busy organizing things as we speak. You know, bless his heart, he can multitask. He's a better man than me because I can't multitask. You and I can't type and talk. But Jonathan can, and he's a wonderful man. So, June, tell me again what you were saying there.
Oh, gosh, Mike, I don't know.
Okay, I think...
I'd love to be introduced to Earth Angel Jonathan.
Most definitely, and, you know, well, let's bring Jonathan back there. Jonathan, how are you? You all right there?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Jonathan, it's my pleasure to introduce you to June. And, June, this is Jonathan. And I know that you two's got lots in common, and I know that, well, that says it all. Jonathan, this is June. June, this is Jonathan.
Nice to meet you, Jonathan.
Hi, June. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay now. I'm much more comfortable, but that's all right. Everybody understands. Things happen. I just couldn't get on. I was frustrated, but I'm okay now.
Yeah, spirit do that to us. I had that the first time I went to go on with Mike as well.
So I would love to hear you two do some, are you doing readings? I haven't been able to listen, so.
We haven't this far, but I believe we are going to do some tonight.
Okay, wonderful. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Okay, so should we do just that now, guys? Should we go to the phone lines?
Absolutely. I'm sure they're anxious.
Okay, well, let me tell people how they can get involved with the show today, because I know that it's starting to pick up, it's getting busier and busier, as always, you know, because I think that people do come to realize that, you know, here at Mike Spirit FM, what we do, we connect to the spirit world and bring messages of love, hope, and comfort, God willing. And I say God willing because, you know, we cannot guarantee anything from the spirit world. And I know that, Jonathan, there you would agree with me by saying that we cannot command or demand of the spirit world. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. We open up, we get ready to do our job, and who comes is who comes through.
You know, most definitely. Well, let's just do that. Let's just open ourselves up as a channel, and let's go to area code 315 and say, hi, 315, are you there with us?
Yes, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Can I just take your name there, please?
This is Sue here in New York.
What was it? Sorry, Sue?
Sue in New York. It's been a while.
Okay, Sue, no problem. And can we ask you the reason that you called in for?
On Sunday when I went to my parents' house, I couldn't feel who was there. I felt someone's energy, but I couldn't figure out, you know, decipher who it was. But they had sent probably 15 to 20 black butterflies. And they were
okay.
Just swarming, like, all over the side of the house and by the garage doors and just, you know, flying by you and wanting to land on me and... But I couldn't decipher the energy.
Okay. Okay. Jonathan, do you want to start or do you want me to start here?
No, you can get this one, Mike.
Okay, perfect. Because, Sue, you know, as you're talking about butterflies landing all over, you know, I'm saying to the spirit world, what on earth is going on? What is all this about? And, you know, what I'm being told is this, Sue, that, you know, you are quite aware of the spirit world yourself there, aren't you?
Yes.
And for some reason, you feel as if your life is going like a little bit downhill slide for a moment. Did you feel as if things are getting like kind of on top of you at the moment?
Actually, that was 2 weeks ago when I ended the situation I was in and everything's turned back around and starting to go back up the hill.
Okay, so you'd understand that things kind of went downhill and things are getting on top of us. Because, you know, I'm aware of someone in the spirit world that makes me aware that, you know, I don't know why the butterflies came. Maybe that they was just attracted there, I don't know. But, you know, I do believe that I want to talk to you of a lady that's in the spirit world. A lady that I want to talk to you about that I believe that links to your mum's side of your family. of when she was here with us. This lady, I believe, she makes me feel that when she passed, she certainly suffered in her body for some time before she passed the zoo, because she makes me aware that she would have been confined. And then, you know, she kind of got over this for a little while, and then it kind of struck her again, and then kind of got over it, and then it struck her again. I feel that's the way that the latter part of this lady's life was, that in certain times she wasn't able to do anything, but in other times she seemed to, like, pick herself up. And I'm aware to say to you that she links, like, grandmother, I wonder, was your grandmother. So, Sue, do you understand if your grandmother is that there for me in the spirit world?
As soon as you said you felt a female, that I knew who it was. Yes, it's my grandmother. She had Parkinson's disease, and
okay.
She also had a heart condition.
Okay. Well, I know as your grandmother links around me, you know, I'm saying to her, well, what's about these butterflies? What's going on with these? And, you know, of what I'm being told, that, you know, at that time, now, I know that you said it was 2 weeks ago that you felt as if things were getting on top of you. That's when this butterfly things happened, when things turned back around normal. Is that right?
It was just this Sunday that the butterflies were there.
So that's when your life became back to normal then, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. See, because I'm seeing, you know, what she's saying to me is, just tell her we are there. And sometimes we are blinded by the every day-to-day thing that goes on in our lives that we can't foresee, spirit. We can't understand them. We can't feel them. We can't digest it. But, you know, sometimes they will come and give us some kind of guidance, some kind of help to show us that they are there with us, there to support us, there to guide us. You know, I'm being told that you had to be strong to overcome this, Sue. Is that right?
Yeah.
And, you know, you've kind of shocked yourself this year. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
You know, and I'm being told as well here, of your grandmother, that, you know, she's always walked by the side of you every single step of the way. So you would understand that you've had communication there from your grandmother before in the past. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And, okay. I'm hearing the word father. Now, is it that your father is in the spirit world?
No.
Okay. Well, she makes me aware of the name of the word father. Okay. Now, whether it's her father or so, I don't know. But let me talk to you about this gentleman. Let me describe him to you, okay? Because I know that he's a very slimly built man before he passed on to the spirit world. I know that he would be a gentleman that makes me feel that he wasn't very tall. He's maybe around the 5'4", 5'5", maybe, of his height of when he was here with us. I do believe that when he went, it was very quick, very sudden, because I know it's a sharp pain in my chest, almost like as if it's the heart that took this man home to the spirit world. He tells me that there was lots in his life that he had to live for, and, you know, he didn't really want to go when he did. But I don't believe he was all that old, this year, when he passed. So do you understand of a gentleman like this day for me in the spirit world?
That could be one of two people. They were both, one was 26, the other one was 27, and they were both around 5'8", and they both died very unexpected. And
okay, let me talk to the one.
If they could give you a hair color.
Okay, now, as I said, we kind of command or demand of them. I'll just give you what they give me, and then we work out who it is, okay? This one I'm talking about, as I said, I'm not going to change what he tells me. He does say the word father, so I want to link him to your father then, please. Okay, so would that separate one from the other? The one of them would link around your father in some way.
One of them is my brother.
Okay, so then he would link with your father, so it's your brother.
Yeah.
Now, would I be right in, okay, let me have a bit more information off him. Would I be right in saying to you there, with your brother then, he had lots to live for, and he talks to me here about younger ones. Did your brother have children then?
No.
Okay. Where's the children that would link around him then? Because he makes me aware, since he has gone home to the spirit world, there's been children that's been born to this life.
I know. I've had several miscarriages.
Okay. Okay. Because he makes me aware of children. And for some reason, I believe I want to see to you that... No, see, that doesn't fit with me, even though you've had several miscarriages. Bless your heart for that. But, no, there's was he in a relationship before he passed?
No.
He wasn't. because I want to see somewhere back in his past, there's now children could have connected to him back from his past. You don't understand that at all, Sue, no?
The girl that he was dating 6 months prior to his death had a child.
Okay, that's exactly what I'm talking about, Sue, okay? Because I know it goes back in his past to someone that he would have been with that has now had a child or has been born into this life. Okay, because I know that's exactly what he tells me. I do apologize for the way I'm putting it across. Maybe it's the UK accent. I don't know. But I know that's exactly what he tells me there, okay? That this children have been born to this life since he has passed. And he wants me to make you aware that he's around you and he's around everyone that he loved for, would have cared for. And he makes me aware to say to you that, you know, that there's been quite a bit of emotion even to today around your life this year. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, again, that just demonstrates there to us all, doesn't it? Your brother is there with you, okay? So, you know, next time that these... See, I believe these butterflies, they came for a reason. The reason being was to show you that you're not alone. Because, like I said, sometimes we get blinded by the things that happens in our lives. Sometimes that we can't foresee what's going on in our lives. But the Spirit will always let us know in some way or another that they are there with us to support us and guide us. Does that help you a bit there, Sue?
Yes, and something else just clicked in, which is really funny. With the butterflies, my dad went and put everything up on his grave that I had put up there last year before winter hit, but there were two butterflies that my dad didn't put back up there that are actually hanging on the side of their deck at their house.
Okay. So now you understand why the butterflies, see, and that's why she would come in to say, look, we are there with you. Because that's the memory there for you to recognize of who is there with you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect. Sue, I want to thank you very much for calling in. And remembering you can retrieve a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Well, thank you very much, Mike.
The pleasure is all mine. Well, have a wonderful day. But Sue, before you go, make sure you take a note of the email address because I don't believe we're going to be that far away from each other in just a few weeks' time. I think it's just 3 weeks tomorrow is when I will be arriving with June. And that email address is mikedavistour@aol.com. And, you know, if you do manage to make that journey, then make sure that you make yourself known to me and come and say hi. And I see that you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Hopefully I'll be able to make that journey.
Well, I hope you can. I also have a few messages for you, so please email me and I'll give you what I got. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hon.
Okay, so you have a wonderful day, Rizzi. Bye for now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay there, Jonathan. You all right there? You still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, Mike.
That's okay.
Hey, Jonathan.
Jonathan, do you just want to tell June there, because I know that June missed the first part of the show there, of this tour that's going on.
Yeah, my next year's tour, sure thing. For June's benefit and for anybody else listening again, I'm doing a tour called Angel Whispers Tour next year. I'm taking both mediumship and angel communication and proof of angels, what's lining up to be around the world with all the countries and venues that I've got booked and falling into place. This is my first tour. It's working 3 months on, taking a month off, so I'll be starting in January, which is the first demonstrations in the middle of England where I live, and I'm heading down to South Wales. It's going to be January, February and March, taking April off, May, June, July, taking August off, working September, October, November. I did release a few countries that I'm working in, so it'll be the whole of the United Kingdom, which is England, Wales and Ireland, Isle of Man, the Isle of Wight, Spain, France and Italy have definitely been confirmed. As it stands now, it's the total tally is close to 30 countries, which is subject to change only slightly. So this is quite a big thing. Countries that may be visiting could be the States. I'll give Canada away. We're going to Canada. Various parts in North and South Europe, and I'm just going to release more sort of countries and dates and venues as the months roll on.
That is exciting. You're certainly not. You're not going to have too much of a hard time convincing people about angels because of the veil between the two worlds thinning and things going the way they are and the earth ascending. People are seeing angels. I get this every day, more and more people, and this is about people awakening, right?
Yeah. That's.
Earth angel. It's funny because when I first came on, I didn't see your name, Jonathan, at the beginning, and so I have some messages for you. I'm not going to do it now, so please, let's stay in touch.
Absolutely, yeah, sure thing.
I would love to try giving you a reading. They're after me for that for some reason, and I don't know what the reason is, but that's okay.
Okay.
We'll do that another time, and we'll share it with Mike.
We will indeed.
Okay, well, Jonathan, you know how to get in touch with you. Obviously, you just send an email to mikedavistour@aol.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that, mikedavistour@aol.com. Simple.
Oh, okay, okay. All right. You know what, Mike? I'm getting a lot of chatter about him, a lot. So we were set up today. Jonathan, you and I have been set up by Spirit. I knew this was coming. Because I kept getting little messages here, so
yeah.
It looks like, yeah. This is fun.
Absolutely.
Let's go back to the phone lines, guys. Let's go to area code 352 and say, hi, 352, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. So, so very much for taking my call.
The pleasure's all ours. It really is. Can we just take your name there, please, first?
Cindy.
Cindy. Okay, Cindy, and where are you calling from there?
I'm in Florida.
In Florida. You know, the second part of the tour, I'll be in Florida. I'll be in West Palm Beach. Send an email to sarahspiritual@aol.com, and you'll find out where I'm going to be. And I will be at the Expedito Enlightenment Center off Okeechobee Boulevard Street. That always makes me laugh saying that because, you know, we don't get wonderful, famous streets like that in the UK. But, send an email over to Sarah at sarahspiritual@aol.com and find out where I'm going to be on the second part of the tour. But Cindy, let me hand you over to Jonathan.
Well,
I know Jonathan's the person at the seams there. Jonathan, this is Cindy. It's all over to you.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
Yeah, I can't complain, thanks. I'm going to work with you if that's okay, Cindy.
Yes, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. As I link in with you right now, firstly, I have a gentleman that comes forward from the world of spirit. I want to say he's more of a slim, slender, or average build gentleman as he's coming through an appearance, okay? And he'd be around about the 6 foot high mark, okay? He's introducing himself to me as falling on your family, and I feel this goes around one of your granddads or along that side of your family. I'm quite a proud gentleman as I'm coming in, and I know that he's a proud gentleman himself whilst he was here, but he's very proud of you, okay? And I'll go into more detail about this in a minute. Your sleep is something that I'll talk about at the moment because he's mentioning that to me, because I believe you're getting kind of like, well, we'd call them like premonitions about things that are about to happen, or you're getting communication about stuff that's relevant in your future. Do you understand this?
Yes.
He's coming with quite a. There wasn't much expression on his face. It's just changed to a smile as he's come in. And also, I want to link in a child energy in the world of spirit as well, please, that comes around you, okay? And I know that this child energy is more significant around the night time, because I've got that energy coming too. Now, they're talking about 2 months, the month of February, and also this month, the month of June, being significant birthday or anniversary months, which you should understand, honey.
The month of June?
Yeah. February's the first one, and then this month, the June month. I feel one's a passing, one's an anniversary.
Okay. I'm not sure. I'll look the dates up. Dates get away from me.
Okay. Well, they confirmed. Just I'll give you more specifics on it. They say the February month is a passing month, And the June month's a birthday, an anniversary month. Okay, so when you go away to think about that, you've got February as the
okay.
packing, you've got June as the anniversary, okay?
Very good.
Okay, I feel your energy's not 100% at the moment. They're telling me your energy's not 100% at the moment. That doesn't mean you're ill or anything like that necessarily. It just means that you're not running on 100% batteries. You understand?
Yes, I do.
This is going to change, though, and for some reason you're in a bit of a, let's say, a lull energy-wise the next 3 months, including this one, the June, the July, the August. Come September, you're going to see a shift in your energy. You're also affected by moon energy, you are.
Yeah.
You should very much go look into the cycles of the moon because they affect you. They don't affect everybody, but they'll be affecting you. I get a very strong presence of Father, but they don't give me any confirmation yet if Father's in spirit or if Father's here, but they know they want to bring that energy in. And I just
okay.
want to get the lady that's coming around you as well. Sorry?
Okay, my father is in spirit, and he passed in October.
Yeah, okay. Right, that's fine. They only give me the name, and I was just working with the name for a minute, and then I'll go to the rest. Because I know I've got a lady coming in on the other side. Now, this lady is not on your dad's side. She comes in and tells me this would be a grandmother on your mother's side of the family.
Yes.
Okay? She comes in with a more happy expression straight away as she's coming in, okay? Where are three kids, please? And I'm not saying three kids are with you. Three kids can just be a line on the family tree where there are three siblings.
My grandmother had two, and then my grandfather had also another one, so there was a half-child there that did not live with him, though.
Yeah, but that's fine. That link for me, that's where we're talking about the three kids, just wanting the link in, okay? Still get acknowledged as... you've been having a bit of emotional healing.
If you can ask anyone that would like to help me from spirit or what you see, I'm really torn in the relationship situation, a person that I just let go and a new person that's come in, and
yeah.
Wondering what you see there for me.
You know, as you're talking about it, and, you know, Mike will confirm this, and a lot of mediums will confirm this, that spirit kind of speak before someone's even answered, you know, started saying what they're saying, and this is how the spirit answer comes in. They show me it's pastures new, honey.
Pastures what?
It's pastures new for you.
Yes.
Okay, in English we certainly say it's pastures new. New horizons. Okay, I'll say it a different way. Forget the past relationship. You listening?
Yeah. Yes, the past relationship.
Okay. Yeah, Spirit are saying it's about new relationships for you.
Yes, I just met someone new who...
Yeah, what they're saying around relationships, because I already talked about the emotional healing.
Just cut in there, Jonathan.
Yeah.
If you said maybe new beginnings, maybe we'd understand that. Cindy, do you understand it like a new beginning?
Yes, but this new relationship, the new person is totally different, very refreshing, and just came out of left field and quite a surprise.
Cindy, that's what Jonathan means by...
Yeah, pastures new. new beginnings.
Yes.
Yeah, so spirit are all about what's to come in, the future, okay, is where you should be putting your energy and putting your attention with relationships there now. And they're saying, do you know what, it should be fun. And it's important that you have some fun there, as in laughter, fun. You know, let some of that weight off your shoulder and just enjoy relationships. You understand, honey? Now, you say you're in Florida, but do you know why you've got to go over to New York?
I'm going to go to New York?
Yeah, they're telling me that you're off. You're gonna go to New York.
Okay. When? I don't have anything planned, but I love to travel.
Yeah. I'm gonna say it's in the next 2 years. But spirit, part of you on your life path need to be going over to the New York.
Okay.
Are you, I'm also told you're going to change your hair.
Okay.
There's the reasons why I'm tying all this in. It's because this is about a new you. So this is like symbolic rebirth for you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Because the last three years, you were a bit kind of dead in the water.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so it's about change for you now, and you very much should have felt all this coming in from February this year, very strongly.
Is this new relationship, this new person that I've just met, is that going to be a long-term partner? Or is it a stepping stone?
To me, it's about having fun. That's what spirit tell me.
Okay.
It's about breaking away from the old and venturing into the new. You may look at that as a stepping stone, maybe. But it should be a breath of fresh air already that you've noticed compared to what was previous.
It is.
This is what spirit wants from you right now. This year, and definitely next year, it should be a bit of excitement, fun, laughter, easy going, rather than doom and gloom or set in stone or anything like that.
Okay.
Please look out for two angel feathers. Okay.
Okay.
You're gonna have two come.
Two angel feathers.
Two. Yeah, not one, not three, not ten, two.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. These haven't come yet. They tell me they're going to come.
Okay.
Okay. Can you also get a new handbag, please?
I'm sorry?
They're telling me you need to get a new handbag.
Handbag?
Yeah, we call it a handbag in England.
Yes, you're right, I do. I have one of the little zipper handles broke, and I have a little tear I just noticed. You're right,
okay, they're saying, can you replace it, please?
Yes,
but
I will.
It's about you replacing it, but feeling good about replacing it, and get something a little bit different, or something that you want, or something colorful.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
I don't get a lot else coming in, really, from Spirit on this one for you.
Okay.
I just know they're around you. They want to leave a lot of love and light. And yes, you are hearing them. You're hearing them sometimes.
Yes.
Okay, they're just trying to get your attention.
Okay.
Do you keep going in and out the house, please, and forgetting things?
Yeah.
Okay, they're telling me, well, they're laughing. They think it's quite funny. It's like you're in, you forgot, you've left, you forgot something, you go back in, you go back out, you realise you forgot something else, you go back in, and then you eventually go.
Yep. That is true.
Come out and leave you with a big smile on your face, and it's 2 years ago,
Right.
What they're saying is, it's no longer 2012 where you were then, it's now 2014. You're in a better place now than where you were back then.
Yes.
So they're happy.
I was just wanting, I really just would like information. Coming.
Sorry,
as
honey?
Far as if I was making the right choices, and that was.
Yeah, they've summarized. I'm very quick to the point about things. They're happy. You're happier now than what you were. They're happy with where you are and where you're going. As far as relationships are concerned, it's about new beginnings, as Mike said. Go get yourself a fantastic new handbag. And
okay.
Possibly write lists so you don't go in and out of the house, in and out of the house, in and out of the house, so Spirit get, which they'll lose their enjoyment out of watching you from upstairs. But apart from that, they're all very happy, and if you truly look down deep in yourself and your own feeling about it, you know you are now too as well. It's just new territory for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
So they're all smiling at me. I leave you with their smiles and all their love and light.
Thank you so much. What a blessing.
You're very welcome. God bless you too.
Thank you, Cindy, for
God
calling.
Bless
us.
You.
Thank you, John, for an amazing reading. Cindy, just remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in there.
I will.
Also
thank
email
you.
Me, Cindy.
Have a wonderful day
yes.
now. Bye.
Okay.
Yes.
I wanted to have her email me as well at Mike Davies 4.
Okay.
I have about 12 messages here for you as well.
Okay.
And then all I ask, you share it with
Mike. Okay, Cindy, I know that you still listen. Then send an email there to June, mikedavistour@aol.com. I know that June has got some things she would like to say there as well. So, Cindy, mikedavistour@aol.com. mikedavistour@aol.com. Guys, I know we need to go to our next music break here, so let me just press this there for you and say put your feet up and enjoy this one.
Best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk to God, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go by yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame, yeah. As the world. We'll be right back.
I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. So paid for every heart that I ever stole. So I played my card and I didn't fall. But it ain't that hard when you got sold. So
this is my
love. Somewhere I heard that. Life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I feel like my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Hide my tail or turn and run. Time to do what's begun. I'll be the quick relief to all your stressing. It's a thin line between love and hate. Is you really real or is you really fake? I'm a soldier standing on my feet. No surrender and I won't retreat. And I'm now in face of love. Won't hide my tail, I'll turn.
Welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on Spiritual Connections for the last show on Spiritual Connections. But don't forget, we will be here on our regular show every Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, noon Pacific Standard Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK time. We have an amazing guest, Jonathan. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi.
Was you doing your pausing bit then?
No.
Did you like the way I sneaked two songs in there instead of just one?
Hey?
Do you like the way I sneaked two songs in there instead of one?
I do like the way you sneaked two in, Mike.
It was a great bit of mixing, though, Jonathan, wasn't it?
It was indeed.
It was. Jonathan, let's just take a second here just to reflect on what we've been talking about, because we've been talking about the tour that I'm doing next month, which I'll be starting that tour on the 10th of July. And I will be back in the UK, arriving back on the 23rd of July. And that's to the USA. The first part of the tour is going to be with June. I know June was just with us just a few seconds ago. And if you are in the areas of Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts area, Boston, then you need to get in touch. You need to get in touch as soon as possible. Email June at mikedavistour@aol.com and you'll find out all that information right there. And the second part of the tour, we will be at send an email to sarahspiritual@aol.com. So, Jonathan, with your part, your tour, mate, well, the same part, all of your tour, how can people get hold of you and find out all the information where you're going to be?
Just for now, Mike, it's on Facebook. Look for Angel Whispers Tour 2015.
Okay. Okay, so just go over to Facebook and you can find out all that information. That's absolutely perfect. Okay, Jonathan, should we just go back to the phone line, Jerk?
Yeah, sure thing, Mike.
Okay, let's go to area code 212 and say hi, 212, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, yes, take your name there, please.
My name is Bryn, B-R-Y-N.
Okay, Bryn, can I ask you where you're calling from there, sir?
New York City, Manhattan.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Bryn, you know, I know that there's somebody that's traveling up there from New York. That's going to come up to New Hampshire to come and watch me work live. So, you know, if you want to do just that as well, send an email to mikedavistour@aol.com as I leave the UK on the 9th of next month and don't arrive back till the 23rd. So, you know, if you want to come and catch me live, send an email and that's where you'll get hold of me. Well, not so much me, you'll be able to get hold of June. Bryn, what was the reason that you called in for this evening?
Just for a message. If there's any message I need to hear or my guides want to tell me about.
Okay, Bryn, what we do here at Mike Spirit FM, we pride ourselves on connecting to the spirit world and bringing messages and letting you know of who's around you from the spirit world. So if that's okay, Bryn, I can do that for you and we'll see where it goes from there on.
Yep.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Bryn, I know instantly that I want to work with a gentleman that's in the spirit world that wants to connect you with you. Now, this gentleman makes me feel that when he was with us, he was a very strongly influenced kind of a man within your life there and around your family. He makes me aware that discipline and control is his key words because I know that he was a very disciplined man. He always liked to be in control. And in some way, I believe I want to be like kind of opinionative as well because I feel that he would always like to put his opinion up on things, Bryn, when he was here with us. And I know when he passed, that he passed quite suddenly home to the spirit world. So I know that...
I'm not quite sure who that would be.
Okay, let me continue on with him, Bryn, and we'll find out where he is, because he makes me aware that he links to your dad's side of your family. Now, did you know your dad's side well?
No, I know my mother's side well. I never knew my dad's father. I have a feeling it might be my dad's father.
Okay, then I can certainly ask him to give us something that would connect around your life at the moment. Because, see, Bryn, I've always said and always will say, you know, if they know us and we don't know them, then they can tell us something about our lives, can't they? Okay?
Right.
And as I'm saying that to him, he tells me that he's been around your life because he sees that you're being searching, seeking for things, Bryn, at the moment. Do you understand that,
mm-hmm.
that you're searching for things and you can't quite find the answers of what you're looking for? Does that make sense there, Jim?
Yeah, I sometimes think I have the answers, and I think
and
I have pieces. I have pieces of them, but then I question, I guess.
Okay. See, because what he tells me is the way you're searching and seeking, he's been there, he's been behind you, guiding you, trying to push you in the right direction. Now, Bryn, what I've been right in saying to you that your sleep pattern is not quite right at the moment. You're not sleeping properly either. Is that right?
Yeah, it's not the best.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's just his way of proving to you that he's around your life, okay? Because he knows about your searching, you're seeking for something. He knows about your sleep pattern. And it's just his way of saying, look, I'm there with you. So it doesn't matter whether you knew of him. What matters is he's around your life, okay? And what he has
right.
come for is to try and guide you and support you, okay? Now, I'm being told that the decision that you have to make in your life right now, is that right, Bryn?
Yeah, it's like maybe a few decisions about
my
career, you know, going forward, changes,
Bryn,
and all
Bryn,
that.
Don't tell me, because it's my job to tell you, okay? And what he tells me is that you're sending your resumes. Now, I know you call them resumes in the UK, in the US. We call them CVs in the UK. But you're sending off your resumes to different places. Are you been trying to work on your resume? Is that right?
No. No.
Okay. Then listen to what I'm saying then, Bryn, okay? Because I want to say send your resumes off. But we need to do some work on it first, okay? So, you know, if we need to tweak it up a little bit there, then please do that, okay? And then just start sending them off, because I do feel as if things will change quite dramatically in your life as time evolves, as time moves on there, because I know that it's kind of like, I want to change my life for the better, okay? You understand this?
Right.
Okay. See, and I'm also being told as well that in I don't know whether it's to do with like a relationship there, Bryn. I don't know whether you're to and froing from something there, but I know that I want to see that you, where you're to and froing from. You know, let's learn to ride with it. Let's learn to go with it. Because for now,
I'm not in one.
Okay, so is it that you're wanting to or you're searching for someone then?
Yeah, I am, and I don't know if it's the right time.
Okay. So you'd
I'm not sure if it's the right time, but I am now and again, and then I'm not sure if it is the right time for one.
Okay, so you'd understand exactly what I'm saying and let you to and fro and from something, okay? Mm-hmm. I know that's what I want to bring through there from this gentleman in the spirit world, Libran, just to prove his existence to you, okay? Now, what he has come to say to me is, you know, you take every opportunity that comes. Grasp it with both hands, because it comes with a great deal of love, a great deal of upliftment there from the spirit world, and that's what I want to put out there for you, okay? So know that the spirit world is around you, Bryn. Know that they will support in everything that you're doing. You know, you keep sending off those thoughts. You keep sending up those messages for help, and they're there. They're supporting you and guiding you from where they are in the spirit world. Bryn, I hope that helps you a little bit. Message there. But let me just say that you know, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives on MikeSpirit.fm, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Okay, thank you.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye.
Take care.
Okay there, Jonathan. Let's go straight back to the phone lines. Let's go to area code 850 and say, hi, 850, are you there with us?
I'm here. Sorry, I had to mute out.
Okay, can we just take your name there, please?
This is Deidre. How are you guys?
Okay, hi, Deidre. Can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
I'm calling from Florida.
Perfect. You know, and as I said earlier on the second part of my tour, I will actually be in Florida. I'll be in West Palm Beach. Now, how far is that away from you?
About 5 hours. Not bad.
About 5 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, you know, I remember the first time I went over to America, I thought it was like, you know, it wasn't that big, but, you know, I became quickly realized that it's a massive place, it really is, isn't it? That's okay,
mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if you want information of where I am in Florida, in West Palm Beach, then simply send an email to sailorspiritual@aol.com, and Jonathan, I'm going to hand this one all over to you, mate.
Yes, Mike. I didn't catch your name properly, honey.
Deidre. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, thanks. It's nice to meet you, Deidre.
Nice to meet you, too.
Good. Yeah. Okay, honey, I'm going to work with you. Okay, I paused for a second there because I had a lady come to me. She just got a big grin on her face, and I tried to communicate with her, but she just kept with the big grin on her face. So I'll see where she wants to go with that. Okay. All
Okay, Dietra, you understand for me, please, a lady that passed to the spirit and cancer, I would say a major part with this lady.
Right, yeah, my aunt around Thanksgiving last year.
Yeah, okay. Why she's come through with a grin on her face is because she's not in any pain anymore, okay? And she's reasonably happy upstairs in the world of spirit.
Right.
She mucks around with your hair. She fiddles with your hair on your head.
She loves
okay.
my hair.
She's telling me she's always fiddling with your hair. She loves doing it, but she still does it from the world of spirit, okay? And this is how you know that she's there, okay? Now, there's grand... Where's the grandchildren, please?
Grandchildren? Well, I don't have any, but I don't know.
They don't have to be yours, but she's also talking about grandchildren.
Oh, yeah. She used to keep mine as her own a lot. Yeah, she loves kids.
Yeah, she's on about the grandchildren, okay? Do you know, she says, the world of spirit is so lovely. I've had many spirits come through over the years, but she really wants to say how happy she is in the world of spirit, and I really want to put that across to you, okay? Although, at the same time, she tells me you know that anyway.
Right, I do.
Okay? But now we'll talk about you and your life, because obviously that's more what you're here for. Do you know what? You do make a laugh. She's there. She can still pause and have a cup of tea. She sits down and look at you all, and how she giggles and she chuckles and she laughs. Now she's on about five of you.
Five?
Yeah, she's really talking about five of you.
Okay. Well, it is a lot of. I have a lot of siblings. Yeah, I have six, but one's far away, and so she always got to see the five, yeah.
Right, okay, so she's really watching over the five there. Doesn't mean she won't be watching over the other one as well, okay? But now, one of them's a male that we're talking about, okay? They're not all female. There's a mixture there.
Right.
But apart from one of the males, it's you that has her in hysterics the most. You're the funniest... You're the funniest one to watch over, she says. You can make light of any situation. This is what she's telling me. You can light up the room with your presence.
That's sweet.
Apparently, you're very funny when you're annoyed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, how do I explain what she's doing there? Okay, sometimes when you talk to people, and I don't mean this in an aggressive way, because I really don't, because she's imposing it on me, but you use your hands a lot.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay, but you have a certain way. It's like she's just said something and stroke a pose.
She's so funny.
She is funny, and she thinks you're very funny as well, okay? Okay, I need to talk about your refrigerator. I believe in America you call them refrigerators. In England we call them fridges.
Yeah, right, yeah. Oh, God, is it going out?
there's a bit of a bad smell in your fridge.
Oh, probably is.
She's bringing the giggles
over in there.
Yeah, she's on about, can you just go into the back of the fridge and get the stuff out that needs to be taken out and throw it out, please? She is chuckling, but it just shows reflection on her, okay? Now, she wouldn't have had a smelly fridge, and I'm not saying that you have a smelly fridge either. It's just how she wanted to
That's
go about it.
That's how we do at this point, though. Yeah, it is smelly at this point.
Yeah. as much as she knows that you're a bit more carried away with time than concentrating on in the fridge, you understand?
Yeah, my love life is crazy right now. I don't know what to do, so I haven't been tending to anything.
Is there three?
Oh, say it again.
Is there three people around your love life, please?
God, Jesus. Pretty much. Yeah, I mean, I'm focused on one, but three focus on me.
This is what she's laughing about. Okay. Well, she says the following. The first one's okay. She prefers the middle one, and she's not so keen on the last one.
Oh, God. That doesn't help. I don't know what her first, second... Well, I have to figure that out.
What happened on Saturday night, please?
Oh, God. Yes. Auntie, please.
I'm just gonna get to add at this stage that this is a family friendly show.
No, I didn't, but it was interesting. But God, she's definitely still her.
She's definitely around there, and she says also she should be the only one fiddling with your hair.
Oh God.
Anyway,
Lord,
have you been putting a candle on right now, please?
Have I been burning a candle?
Yes.
Oh, I've got the on my dining. Yeah, I have.
Yeah. Okay. We just changed the energy there. We're not going to talk about your love life any further on public radio.
Okay.
She's acknowledging the candle. Oh, she's very adamant about the party next month. There's got to be an anniversary in the month of July.
Oh, it is? Wait.
It'd be a birthday or a wedding. Well, saying that, you lot are American. It might be the 4th of July, maybe, but she's adamant it's July.
That's her favorite. Oh.
Yeah.
That's her favorite holiday. She loves it.
Yeah. She's really, really excited. You know, she's coming to an air. She's got to talk about the July month, okay? And she's going to be there with... I do believe it is patriotic as well, because she's got the flags out now, and she's going to be there with that from the World of Spirit, okay? Because she wants to acknowledge the younger person that's done very well with the grades.
The who now?
Somebody within your family that's done very well with their grades.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, knowledge, well done, because they performed well, okay? Do you understand somebody getting a 2.2?
2.2? Oh, great average?
A 2.1 or a 2.2. She's telling me like a 2.2.
Oh, okay, that might be my son. He's been working on that.
Okay, I'm English. We have A's, B's, and C's over here. I'm not so familiar with the ones and the 2.2s, but she's on about the 2.2.
Yeah, the grade point average, yeah.
Yeah, okay, and she's happy about that, okay? Okay, now I'm going to chuckle as I say this. Spirit, don't surprise me in any way, shape, or form. She's talking about your domestic situation around the house again, and I'm sure the house is great. She's talking about that you need to sort the knicker drawer out.
Oh, I need to do... What is that again?
Need to sort the knicker drawer out.
What is that?
We call it the underwear drawer.
Really? Oh my gosh. I need to sort it. Yeah.
And she's chuckling again.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. She's
a very funny lady.
She really is. She, I mean, hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. And she wouldn't come through any other way than how she was when she was down here.
That's true. But she's really, we used to sit and just laugh for hours.
Yeah. Isn't it good when you can laugh at men?
That's true.
Which is what she's saying. She put up with them for many years of her life, so if she couldn't laugh at them, what else could she do? And again, it displays a sense of humour from this lady, and this is aptly coming through with her. Okay. Okay, she's telling me she's happy because you're kind of okay at the moment, apart from your love life, your fridge, and your knicker drawer.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm in a good place.
Yeah, and she's just sort of come through to say, hi, I'm here anyway, okay? But you know that because you speak to the spirit world yourself, honey. You put your thoughts and prayers out there.
I do. That's true.
Okay, and they're acknowledging that. And I have to say to you, God bless you because you say God bless.
Yeah, I do. I do. I tell everybody that.
Yeah, you put blessings out there. She's acknowledging that, okay? So she says bless you for that, okay? You don't have to be told not to forget that. You're aware of that, okay? And life's a joy when you understand that. When she talks of God, that there's a God. You know, we're all here. We're here to help each other and live a good life and be the best that we can be and have a bit of fun along the way.
Right, that's her.
Do you understand Maryland for me, please?
Maryland. Oh, yeah. My cousins and those are there. Maryland.
Okay. I just wanted to acknowledge that as a place. I thought she's saying you may be going there.
I may find who?
You may think that you're going to take a trip there.
Oh, okay.
Like a visit, a trip, a vacation, a jolly, whatever. I think you're going to be going over there, okay? Okay. Now, she's just changed that. She's on about exercising.
Yeah, I've started doing Zumba.
Yeah, she showed me. You've got the kick.
Yeah, I got it down. Yeah, the kick.
She's showing me shaking your thing and your kick.
I'm getting pretty good.
Yeah, I was going to say, go on, you girl. She says you keep at it and you keep shaking that behind.
Oh, God, that is what she says. Oh, God.
Lovely. I've got to give you some flowers.
She loves flowers.
Yeah, she's giving me the flowers, and I've got to give you the flowers. She wants you to have them there, a mixture of things. Really smell them. She felt they were a beautiful part of this world.
Yeah, she loves flowers.
And you're another beautiful part of her world, and she wants to give you a big fat smile on your face.
Oh, my gosh. She's
you
my
remember
favorite
this lady's,
auntie.
Yeah, you remember this lady's cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, because she's acknowledging all that as well. Now, it's fair to say that, I feel she's a better cook.
Yeah, she is. She likes to cook.
But I also think that we couldn't actually say in any way, shape, or form that anybody was a better cook than her.
Right, that's true.
Do you remember her making potato salad?
She always does a potato salad, especially
okay.
for the four.
Because she's got her potato salad out, and that's
yeah,
her. You know what people
July.
Say? People say their signature dish.
Yeah, that's a yeah. She always does it for the fourth.
She's there with her potato salad. And she's happy about that. There's nothing like her cooking. I'll tell you that. Yeah. there's a baby in the world of spirit with her, honey.
Oh. I don't know. Maybe I think personally.
Yeah, she's just shown me child energy there in the world. And I want to say that goes back sometime rather than that's not very long.
Right, yeah, it must be. I'm not aware of it, though, but I think there is. Yeah.
It's just as much as she loved the kids down here, she likes the kids in the world of spirit. Or what would come across as children in the world of spirit, okay? The very last thing, she showed me Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny, oh God. Yeah, she loves Bugs Bunny. My daughter had that. That was her theme as a baby, Bugs Bunny, everything.
Yeah, okay. And she's just really happy, got a smile on her face as she's brought in the Bugs Bunny.
That's sweet.
She says you're aiming to lose a little bit of weight, honey.
I am. I just said and that today. I was like, gosh.
She's telling me you're gonna do it. You just keep shaking that behind.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep
remember out of the three, let's say, romantic attachments, she likes the one in the middle the most.
What's his name? If I can figure that out, I...
She says names. She says she could write a list if she kept up with you.
I know. See, I don't... In the middle. I don't know what the middle... I got to figure that out. Because you got a William, a Dexter, and an Anthony. And I don't know. Which one? Oh, my God.
I feel she doesn't like William. Dexter's okay. She prefers Anthony.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
She loves you very much.
She does, and I love her.
Yeah.
That's my sweetie.
Thank you for what you did on her birthday.
Oh, that's sweet.
Gosh, can you tell the rest? Can you tell the rest of the family that she's okay?
I will. Yeah, I will.
Your dad's alive, isn't he, honey?
My dad? No, yeah. He's not actually. No, he's not.
Oh, okay. Hang on a minute. Right. You understand your dad being a bit grumpy?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, because she was on about your dad being grumpy, and I think now that you've said that, she's saying that he's still grumpy upstairs.
Oh, gosh. He's always grumpy.
He wants his dinner made for him, and she's not having it.
Yeah, they were good buddies. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just going to tie that up because I'm aware, obviously, Mike's got to give some messages and, you know, they've come through and they send you all their love and their light. You know that anyway. They acknowledge it.
They're happy for you.
Yeah. You know, make sure you celebrate and think of her on next month.
Yeah, I definitely will. That's her favorite, so I will.
Yeah, she loves you too, boo.
That's her pet name for me, boo.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
I leave you all her love and light.
Well, bless
that
your heart.
Amazing.
I can just contain myself there from the laughter. I know looking in the chat room, everybody else in the chat room is there. I have so much laughter from that message. And, you know, it brings so much upliftment. It really does. So, I want to say thank you very much for calling in and, you know, actually making my night. You really have. But don't forget, download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Okay.
Hey, honey.
Thank you so much. That was incredible.
Bless your heart. You have
bye.
A wonderful day there now.
Okay.
Bye now. Bye.
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 There, Jonathan, after all that laughing, I think I need to go to another music break, mate. So put your feet up and enjoy this one.
Yeah, sure.
It will play now, Jonathan.
does an angel contemplate my faith? Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection. Whether I'm right or wrong, and down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break me. When it comes to call, she won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know I'll always be blessed with love. And as the feeling grows, she breathes flesh to my bones. On that, 'cause I've got a plan.
Welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the, no, he said Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, but it's not, it's Spiritual Connections, and it's the very last one. The very last Spiritual Connections show is here on a Tuesday evening. As I said, you know, we do apologize from the bottom of our hearts, but life has got so busy. You know, there's more and more tours coming up, there's more and more work coming in, and, you know, Jonathan, more and more charity work that's coming in as well, and it seems to be that, you know, something has to give, and unfortunately, it has to be the Tuesday show, because, you know, you can still catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or even 12 noon Pacific Time, or 8 p.m. here in the UK every Sunday for the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live right here in Mike Spirit FM. Jonathan, you know, I can't believe that the show has gone on so quick. I can't. We've got a quarter of an hour left, mate.
Indeed, mate.
You know, time does really fly. Jonathan, let's just take a moment there to let people know how they can get a hold of you. So how can people get a hold of you, Jonathan?
Probably the best way nowadays, Mike, I'm sure you know, is Facebook. You'll find me, Jonathan Brown, Spiritualist Medium. I've got various accounts on there now. I've also got my 2015 Angel Whispers Tour. Please, everybody, go like the page, support it. We're still planning a bit of the tour, so there's a chance we might come your way. Get your voice out there. We want to know where you want us to be. I have got a website, www.jonathan-brown-medium.co.uk, but it's a little outdated now. We've still got work to be done on the new one, but this is all going to be happening out there in the next couple of months. And apart from that, you can phone my English secretary on 07940504188.
Perfect. So that's so again, John, if people want to have you for a reading, a private reading, they can either send you a message on Facebook or contact your secretary here in the UK. Yep.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. You know, I want to let people know as well how they can get hold of me. Coming again on Facebook. It's probably the easiest and the better way. It's Mike Davis Medium on Facebook. There is two pages, and I'll tell you the reason why that we have two pages there is because the one is full up with friends. You're only allowed 5,000 friends on Facebook, gentlemen. So we do have two pages. I do have a website, the mikedavismedium.co.uk. Again, that needs updating. It is a brand new website, but it still needs updating because life is kind of taken over. But you know, the Jonathan, the wonderful thing is what's to come this next year, isn't it? Because I know that the two of us have sat side by side and worked on I suppose our futures and careers, and I know things are coming quite big to the both of us as we move on towards the ending of this year, isn't it?
So Mike, I've told you which direction I feel Spirit are telling me you're going. I think you're going to be venturing over to the Western Shores and doing a lot of stuff over there. I won't disclose more of it on public radio, but yeah, we've got some involvement next year, which I'm looking forward to, and obviously I'm busy doing my tour around various places, and wherever Spirit wants me to be, I shall continue to go, as I'm sure you will, Mike.
Most definitely, you know, and you have to kind of go along with what the Spirit will tell you, and, you know, wherever they say go, you know, we have to kind of pack up our bags and go, so to speak, isn't it? You know, and I do believe there, Jonathan, that, you know, that we will be taken care of quite gratefully there in the spirit world. Well, Jonathan, as you know, this is the last show of Spiritual Connections. And, you know, I feel quite saddened, really, that we have to say goodbye. But, you know, it's not goodbye. It's just maybe bon voyage because of the sun show. It's still running. I know that whilst I'm out in America, that somebody special will be sitting in the hot seat. Somebody very special, Jonathan, isn't it?
Who might that be, Mike?
Well, I think his name is a gentleman. Well, why don't we ask people in the chat room, who do you think, and let us know in the chat room, who do you think they will be sitting in the hot seat when I'm touring America? Let us know. I know there's quite a few of you still there. Not many of you mind. There's going to be a wonderful show. That's right. You are right. Walk with Spirit. There will be a wonderful show on whilst I'm in America. I will not be in the hot seat. There will be somebody else. Who will it be? Let us know. Let us know in the chat room. And you
can I guess, Mike?
Let's give him another 10 seconds.
So, okay. Yeah. No, I want to guess. Is it Barack Obama?
Well, no.
Damn.
No, not Barack Obama. One more guest, Jonathan, before we before I announce.
Frank Lampard.
No, unfortunately, no. It's yourself. It's Jonathan Brown going to be in the hot seat.
Is it myself?
It is indeed. It's you. It's you.
Oh well, they got third lucky there, I think, Mike.
Sorry?
I think they got third lucky there.
I think so. Well, Jonathan, I'm looking forward because I will be calling in. I'm looking in the chat room, Rihanna. Yeah, it is you. you know, I will be calling into the show to see how things are going and to update you on what I'm doing whilst I'm out there. But Jonathan, you know, as it is the end of a little era, should I say, I do want to kind of end the show there in a way that I want to play a song out.
I'm glad you said a song and not a sing-off.
Oh, no, Jonathan, after last time, we're not going to do another sing-off, mate. We really can't. It's detrimental to my hearing. It really is. It's quite sensitive, Jonathan.
I was thinking it's detrimental to our careers, Mike, let alone our ears.
It really is detrimental to our careers, our hearing. And, you know, I was thinking, Jonathan, after the last time, you know, I was thinking it's so important because, you know, the spirit world, when they talk to us, you know, and if we are deafened, tone deafened by each other screeching out there, then, you know, it'd be detrimental to our hearing. But if people want to catch hold of that show where you and me and Jonathan singing live in the studio, I can't believe I'm going to tell people this, download the copy of that show. What was the date, Jonathan, that you was down?
It was the Sunday that I come and saw you in Wales, Mike.
Yes. What was that date?
Let me see if I can find it for you. Hang on.
About six weeks ago, wasn't
it? I'll just have a look now.
I'm sure it was the beginning of June or the ending of May. No, because I can have a look as well, Jonathan, and maybe putting two brains together, we may get somewhere. And I'll tell everybody that date. It was Sunday, the 25th of May. Download a copy of that show if you want to listen to me and Jonathan Brown having a sing-off. 25th of May, the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. You will laugh, and laugh. Jonathan, I know that we have to come to an end because I want to play this song out. But, you know, I want to say farewell, everyone. Thank you for supporting the Spiritual Connection Show. Don't forget, tune in every Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 noon, or 8 p.m. UK time. I'm Mike Davis. Don't forget, send an email over to June to find out where I'm going to be in America, touring America. Send that to MikeDavisTour@AOL.com. And Jonathan, you've been an amazing guest as always, mate, and I'll chat to you in a little while. But enjoy. Thank you very much. And I'll see you all Sunday. One true time, I hold.